Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Richard Polden, who's chairman at Upper Thames Holdings, soon to be renamed Valerium Blockchain. How are you today, Richard?
I'm good. Good morning, Zach. Good to talk to you as always.
Neither Upper Thames or Valerium gives the game away in terms of you being involved in non-fungible tokens. Could you run us through your exposure to that particular market?
Sure, that's absolutely correct, Zach. We did say in our last RNS announcement that what we are doing is bridging the world between fiat and crypto securities. And the way we are doing that is by using non-fungible tokens or NFTs. So the objective here is to enable people to trade in the crypto markets, derivative securities of quoted equities or debt that are listed on international exchanges.
But it is the case that you're almost like a bit avant-garde in the sense that when you said all that, maybe a month or 6 weeks ago only, NFTs weren't the new rock and roll, or people didn't actually understand them as they do now and appreciate them as they do now.
I'm afraid that's right. I thought it was a fairly mundane piece of technology, and everyone has got very excited about it. What's different about an NFT from, let's say, Bitcoin or Cardano or one of the other pure coins is an NFT is linked to physical asset of some kind. Normally, so a bond, an equity share, a painting, a musical instrument, and so on. These are all non-fungible token uses.
But there can be, as we've seen in the news, there can be an NFT on a video of somebody scoring a goal in the World Cup. So, and that
absolutely, it can be a digital artwork as well as an artwork in, if you will, the real world.
Right, so you're not going to be focusing on, let's say, those non-financial things. You're going to be more in the financial area, is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. We will be focusing very much on securities that are primarily already listed on conventional exchanges. And that can be debt or equity in any derivative form.
So with all respect to Jeff Hurst's video, the goal of his goal of the World Cup, you think that the financial area is going to be a much bigger area going forward. So people excited about, let's say, the NBA videos or World Cup videos, they should be perhaps, or they'll be just as excited about your activities in the FX market or in the financial markets as a whole.
I think that's right, Zach. I mean, we both know that I think there are 9 or 10 world stock exchanges that are valued at over $1 trillion. And the crypto sphere is valued, I think, between 1.6 and 1.8 trillion at the moment. I see no reason why an NFT-linked exchange or series of exchanges shouldn't be valued at well over $1 trillion given time.
And is this disruptive to the current market, or is it an enhancement of the current market? Is it an easier way? Is it more user-friendly? How should we look at it in that in sort of practical terms? Because with technology, in the end, it comes down to the practicalities of having a smartphone or having a laptop, etc. How will this, let's say, improve lives or be more convenient?
You're absolutely right. What it opens up is it opens up the ability for crypto holders to trade within the crypto markets, to trade, if you will, fiat securities, so debt securities or equities. It also enables people who hold crypto on exchanges in Asia, let's say, it will enable them to buy European debt securities in a way that is difficult for them to do at the moment.
So, as I said, I mean, is there an aspect of being disruptive, or are you working hand in hand with existing technology, existing players?
I think it's simply an extension of the existing markets. Will it add liquidity to markets where there isn't liquidity? Yes, I think it will. Will it bring buyers into markets for securities where it's difficult for them to get at those securities at the moment? Yes, I think it will. How far that will be an enhancement and how far a total disruption, I'm not entirely sure.
Upper Thames or Valerian Blockchain currently got a market cap of £5 million, which is clearly rather smaller than the potential market that you have at the moment. Is there any idea of how you will be able to monetize this, or is it too early at this stage?
You should note that my old friend Vinay Gupta is chairman of our advisory board. His company, Materium, is launching a series of NFT products at the moment. They have a substantial technology base, and we will indeed be leaning on them for advice and execution. We are also looking to recruit our own technologists. So all of that will be announced in the coming weeks.
So this is basically a base camp in terms of the company and what it's going to be doing, but the idea and the concept is already fully fledged and ready to go.
That's true, except I think it's a little bit further than that. We've specifically chosen Gibraltar as a jurisdiction, which is an area that I know well. I have other Gibraltar companies and have had others over the years. Gibraltar is a crypto-friendly jurisdiction. It has proper legislation in place. It has sensible regulation, which covers all these areas, and I think will play an increasing role in the future for the crypto markets.
Richard Polden, chairman of Upper Thames Holdings, soon to be Valerian Blockchain, thank you very much indeed.
Zach, thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.